That is Beast in the Field with the track Beast in the Field from their CD World Ending. I believe that's their first one. That's on the Saw Her Ghost record label. Before that, Duende from Mezcal, Burn This Town, off of Bellyache Records, a Gangplank production. Both of them, well, Beast in the Field actually played this past weekend at Smalls, but Duende are going to be playing a pre-Thanksgiving show this Wednesday. So, as promised, live in the studio, we have four of the members of the band Terminus, metal band hailing out of mostly Livonia and Ypsilanti, right?
Yep.
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Welcome to WHFR.
Thanks for having us in, Scott.
All right. You want to take a moment and just introduce yourselves, who you are, what you do in the band?
Hi. My name is Connor Olson. I play the vocals, if that's an instrument. I sing, and that's all I do.
I'm Matt. I play the bass.
I'm Dale. I play the guitar and backup vocals.
I'm Zach. I share guitar duties with Dale.
Okay. And how long you guys been together?
We've been together for about a year and a half, playing shows for about a year.
Okay. And what made you decide to get together and play?
Well, we were in a band before this called Kesto. It was like a progressive thrash metal band. Mm-hmm. And that kind of fell through. So me, Zach, Matt, and Joe, the only remaining members from that band, decided to get together to start another band. It was originally gonna pick up as their first band called Carved in Stone, and then we just decided to change the name to Eyes of Orion, I think it was. Eyes of Orion.
And then it finally switched to Terminus.
And we added Dale and Mike, which is Dale's cousin. Mike actually couldn't be here today. He's got to clean up the snowy roads for all the people on the roads today. So yeah. Thanks, Mike. We love you.
Helping out society.
Boy, and that was rotten timing, wasn't it?
Yeah, very rotten timing. Otherwise, we'd be playing live in here today.
You got to love Michigan.
Yeah.
And it's still doing it as we speak, I heard. So. Mm-hmm. And it's not even Thanksgiving.
I know. It's terrible.
I want my turkey.
Actually, I'm dating myself, but when I was young, almost all winters were like that.
Wow.
Usually by Thanksgiving, you had like inches of snow on the ground. And that was pretty much every single year. But all of a sudden, I don't know, around mid-late 80s, it just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
And now it's coming back.
Yeah, and now we're being reminded of what winters are really like. Last year was a perfect example.
It's
terrible.
I actually dealt with those when I was young. You didn't see the pavement for like 2.5-3 months.
Oh, man.
Dang.
My goodness.
But anyway, we're not here to talk about the weather. So you have a CD. It's called A Day in Hell, I believe.
Yes, the A Day in Hell EP that is currently free. You can get it at any show. We'll just hand them out. Or we also have a Facebook page that has a link to our Reverb Nation page where you can, I don't think you can download them, but you can just listen to them for, just listen to the track for free. So,
yep.
Okay. And any others besides Bandcamp, Facebook?
No.
No, just those
yet.
Two
yep.
as of right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's
we're getting a YouTube page worked
pretty
out
soon, yeah.
pretty soon, but
pretty
yeah,
much,
not yet.
Pretty much everybody's doing that now, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, why don't we get started with one of your tracks? First one is called From the Ashes / Crusade.
Yeah. It starts out with the intro to the CD, which is From the Ashes, and the actual album, which we will finish sometime in the foreseeable future. That CD will actually be called From the Ashes, but the EP, as of right now, is called A Day in Hell.
Okay. Any story behind the actual track or the song?
From the Ashes basically is based off of the Legend of the Phoenix, because we burnt out with Kesto, our first band, and we're rising up again as Terminus. So symbolically, we personify the Phoenix in that way.
Okay, sounds good. Well, let's take a listen then.
All right.
Thank you.
Terminus with the tracks From the Ashes / Crusade from their latest A Day in Hell. And we have the gentlemen, well, 4 out of 5 of the gentlemen from Terminus in the studio with us. You guys got some upcoming shows, you told me?
Yes, we have a show coming up this Sunday at Simon's After Dark. And one on the 28th. Oh, no, the 28th of November?
Yeah, at the Diesel Concert
Lounge. Oh, yeah. Diesel Concert we have one at the 28th at the Diesel Concert Lounge. I don't remember with who, but yeah, be there. Also, we have some shows in December. December 20th, we have at the Music Factory with Emphatic and Nine Electric, Novena Vendetta.
That is going to be fun.
That is going to be really fun.
Where is the Music Factory?
It's in Battle Creek.
Battle Creek, okay.
And also on the 21st, we have a show at St. Andrew's Shelter.
Oh, okay.
And
one
on the 19th.
December 19th?
Avenity and Psychosis.
Oh, yes! Yeah. We keep forgetting these. And where is that at?
At the Diesel.
Oh, also at the Diesel. Again. With Avenity and Psychosis. Be there and be awesome.
Cool. That sounds like a good lineup there. So you got quite a few coming before the end of the year then. So what are some of your influences, gentlemen? What got you into like metal and that kind of thing?
Let's each give some. I would say Metallica, definitely Avenged Sevenfold and Black Sabbath.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden.
Oh yeah, Iron Maiden. Lamb of God.
Mainly 80s thrash / heavy metal and the good stuff out of today's heavier hardcore metal.
Mm-hmm. Which is... With me, it was always Megadeth. Megadeth was the band that really got me into metal and the kind of heavier music.
Yeah. Okay, that's kind of interesting. Metallica. You know, especially since Dave Mustaine started out with Metallica,
right? Yeah, exactly.
And that kind of went well. You know,
it didn't end very well.
But that's okay. He rose out of the ashes, and
exactly.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's now doing his own thing, and that's worked out all right for him. That's good. Oh, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff that came out back then. That was when stuff was kind of more or less hard and straight and to the point. And
music was real. 1982.
Everybody played their own instruments. There was no auto-tune.
Right.
Oh, I hate auto-tune.
Yeah, just to clarify, none of the songs you're going to hear are auto-tuned at all. So
not at all.
That's on the record.
That's really you screaming and croaking.
Yes,
there,
it
right?
Is.
Yep.
Connor Olsen over here.
I was just wondering, what do you guys think of the last Metallica album that came out?
Are you referring to Death Magnetic or Lords of Summer?
Death Magnetic.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't think it was their best stuff. It was definitely better than Saint Anger.
They had a couple really good songs on there.
They did. They did have some really good songs. My favorite being The Day That Never Comes.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, now my favorite is All Nightmare Long.
That's a good one, too.
It's one of
Zach
that's
and
one
I
of
used to have that in our first band all the time.
Oh, yeah. They were in Carbon Stone.
It was like a daily thing for us. We would always play that.
Yeah. That was them getting back to the roots.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And
yep.
It took Rick Rubin to, like, smack him around a bit and say, what are you guys doing? You know?
I can have mixed feelings about the CD, but, I mean, it has its moments for sure.
Yeah, it does look like they're starting to go back to their more 1980s roots with the new track they released, Lords of Summer. I mean, every time I'm over at Dale's grandma's house, we'd sit in the backyard by the fire, and then Mike, the drummer, who's not here, he'd put on Lords of Summer, and we'd be like, yes, jam it, Lords of Summer.
Makes a little bit of new in a good way.
Yeah,
that's what Avenged Sevenfold is actually going to be doing, too, with their next album. Yeah. It's kind of going back to their beginning.
I
know, that's... pretty exciting.
Matt's like, yeah, whatever.
Especially with their new drummer. Their new drummer is really good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's coming out next year, I believe. Right?
I believe so, yeah.
That should be interesting. Now, they're playing next about a week and a half from now, aren't they? Or?
I believe so, yeah.
They're actually supposed to be going on a City of Evil tour.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
All right.
So that'll be exciting.
Okay. So that would be one of your dreams, then, open up for one of those bands?
Actually, to have them open up for us.
Well, let's not get too carried away.
That's kind of shooting high. But if we could open for, I don't know, Black Sabbath or Metallica, Megadeth, or Sevenfold.
I mean, even if it was just like a festival thing, like if you could have played Orion last year.
If we could do like Uproar or what's the other one?
I'm not sure.
Let's be the first band. No one teaches.
There's Mayhem.
Mayhem.
Yes, that would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Even if you're on the third stage, that'd be.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Yeah. Just being within 100 miles or 100 kilometers of those people. I don't know.
100 feet.
100 feet.
Really bad.
Or being on the same stage would be more preferable.
I am really bad with you. You know, 4 parsecs.
But yeah, wouldn't it be cool, even if you could just be like playing and all of a sudden you look over and one of the band members is just checking you out.
Yeah. Like James Hetfield's like, whoa, those guys.
All right, I guess.
They're cool.
All right, let's get into another track here. The next one is called Event Horizon. Yeah. Anything about that?
That was basically, it's kind of mine and Matt's little own. Like, we were just having fun playing around with ideas on, you know, what to write a song about. And Matt came up with the idea of writing a song about a process called spaghettification, which is basically, if you get sucked into a black hole, your body gets spaghettified, stretched really, really a lot. And the main thing of the song is when you're in a black hole, the theory is it takes literally forever for you to die, and you're just in constant agony, and time virtually stops. But
so it's from, like shopping at Walmart.
Yes,
pretty much.
Pretty much.
Basically.
But when
Without
you're
scary looking people.
But when you're if you're super far away, like another planet away, and you're witnessing it, it's done in a flash.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what it's about. Just us having fun. Like, oh, what would it be like to get sucked into a black hole? I don't know.
Wanted to write something about some sort of brutal death.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to our mind. You know,
brutal death. I think that was supposed to be the original name of the song.
Brutal death.
Brutal death.
You toned it down to Event Horizon.
Yep. Got to tone it down.
Okay.
Just figured, a good movie title.
That's the name of the process.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's check it out.
All right.
Event Horizon.
Yeah!
All right. Kind of ended abruptly there.
Well, so does a black hole.
So does a black hole. So you guys planned that? Is that what you did? Okay. That was That was that final second when you get sucked in.
Yeah, let's just go. Let's go with that. We planned it.
Totally. Everything exactly the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm.
So that was Event Horizon from the band Terminus from their EP A Day in Hell, and we were talking from the gentleman from Terminus here at WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. So, you had a little bit of trouble finding us here, did you?
A little bit. Well, finding the college was no problem. It was finding the actual radio station. We actually had to ask a couple people. Mm. One guy was like, "Oh, you go to the cafeteria."
Where's the cafeteria? Where's the cafeteria?
I don't go to this school. Where is it? Yeah, but me and Zach, we got here pretty early, like 3. And then these two, Dale and Matt, were like, shut up a little later, but we got here in time to start the show.
It all works out, dude. Yeah. It's amazing. We have to spend so much time promoting this radio station, you know? I mean, it's obviously not some little thing in a basement somewhere. This is an actual
This is a really nice.
Yeah, it's great.
With an actual studio and a live, you know, performance studio and everything. Mm-hmm. We were underground at one time. When I first started at the radio station, we were in the basement of the Fine Arts Center.
No way.
So it was really hard to get people to realize. It's like, really? There's a radio station here?
Yeah. Maybe we should listen to this.
Yes, possibly.
But everybody's in their own little world now. It's amazing. Like, obviously, you can walk out there. You can see us inside the window. I mean, you walk by, and here I am on the air. And sometimes they'll walk by, and the live band's playing over there in Studio J. But they just, like, walk by. They
like nothing's
happening. You don't even turn and look. Like, that's cool.
Yeah. I see, like, a .fm on the driving down the road in Detroit, or, like, the 89X station. I'm like, ooh, they're doing something in there. Maybe I should check it out. But no, they won't let me in because I'm a normal dude.
At least you were.
Whereas here, we accept all normal dudes.
That's really awesome.
Or normal dudettes, too.
Dudettes.
It doesn't matter, you know.
I remember the first time I heard that word.
Okay, so for people that weren't listening necessarily at the beginning, how do we get your music now?
You get it. We have a Facebook page that's www.facebook.com/officialterminus.com. All one word, official terminus.
Also, we give out free CDs.
Free CDs.
At all of our shows.
At all of our shows.
Come to our shows.
Come to our shows. This Sunday at Simon's After Dark. The 28th.
We know what time.
Diesel. At the Diesel Lounge.
What time does the doors open?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock at Simon's After Dark at the Diesel. I believe it's 6 or 7. We will have it posted. We will have it posted on our official Facebook page, all the show times and when the doors open. And if we have tickets for those shows, we will list ticket prices at the door and if you buy them from us.
Okay. I really like that now, you know, the fact that you can actually know when the band you want to see is going to actually play. How many times that you've come early and you're like, oh, God, I got to wait 3 hours for the band I want to see. Or, oh, yeah, they just played an hour ago, you know, and you missed them.
Or, God forbid, you know, you show up and you listen to the other bands to see if they have anything you like.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know?
But, you know, nowadays people, you know, they just go to see the band that they want to see or our friend comes to see their friend's band, which is more or less the case now.
Instead of going to see all the bands, you just want to see one.
Even
specific.
If they don't like the music, you know, they'll come just because you told them to, you know.
Yeah. So I can't even picture that. I mean, if you're going to get in the car and spend that gas money, and you're going to spend money to get in.
Yeah, why not see the whole show?
Instead of wasting a bunch of gas to go see 15 minutes of the band you came to see and, you know.
Support the other bands.
You could support the other bands.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Half the price or fraction of the price like a big name.
Yeah.
And you can always like suddenly discover something. You're like, wow, who are these guys?
I'm going to get their CD and, you know, spread it around. Nah. You know, that's how it used to be, but now.
You can't do it as much, but even like as late as the 90s, I was still going to shows on a regular basis. And I would go to see bands that I never heard of. It's like, wow, that sounds like a cool band. One of the stories I always love to tell people, back in February of 1992, It was like weather like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to St. Andrew's Hall to see a band called Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, wow.
There was only, I'm not exaggerating, maybe 20 of us in that place.
Oh, really?
For they, Rage?
Well, they...
Well, just starting off.
They were just starting out. I just thought it sounded like a really cool name.
Mm-hmm.
They played their entire first album. They already had it out. They gave out, which I still have, a VHS copy of the video of Killing in the Name.
Wow.
Nice.
And they did, just blew us away. I spent like $7 to see these guys with like 20 other people at St. Andrew's Hall.
That's crazy.
But that was just because I thought, you know, that sounds cool. I'm just going to go check this band out and see what they're like.
Yeah, do it.
And it was like...
These guys are awesome.
You know, four months later, they opened up for House of Pain, and then they went on, and then House of Pain went on, and then House of Pain got maybe 20 minutes in their set, and about half the people left, because after Rage, the show was over with. The show was done, you know, it's like, what are we standing here doing this?
Everyone came there to see Rage.
Yeah, so... Yeah, that's just a word to the wise. I mean, just check something new out. You just never know you're going to get a hold of.
We've played several shows where all the only people that were there were there to see another band, and only a fair few of them stayed to see the rest of them.
Yep.
You know, like if seriously, if you go out to see a show, stay for the whole show because, you know, there are bands out there trying to make it. And, you know, if people don't see them, what's the point?
Yeah, it's like I go with my girlfriend all the time, and I always go to see a certain band, and she always ends up liking one of the other bands.
Yeah.
She doesn't even really care for the one I went to go see,
mm-hmm.
but one of the other ones, it's like, no, I really like them. I want to see them again. So
yeah, we've also gained a lot of likes too, and fans.
Oh yeah, collaborating with
just,
other bands too.
Yeah, just from
by
people
the way,
being there. And
by the way,
shout
outs
sure.
to our boys from Novena Vendetta and Vicariant and Soldier's Last Breath.
Yep.
You guys are awesome.
Crows.
Check them out too.
And
Jonestown Crows. How can I forget them?
They all have Facebook pages.
They all have Reverb Nation. Go check them out.
Now, Soldier's Last Breath played here just a few weeks ago.
Really? No kidding.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We love those
guys. I'm familiar with them. In fact, I went to go see them at St. Andrew's Hall a couple months ago.
Oh, cool.
They had one of them festivals that Paul put on.
Yeah, it really is.
So how did you meet Paul?
How did we meet Paul? Well, you really met Paul.
He kind of
approached us. We were doing a Battle of the Bands for Drozone Entertainment at the Ritz in Warren. And he kind of just approached us and said, hey, you guys were really great. I liked you. Maybe we can set up some shows, collaborate together. And we were just kind of like, yeah, sure, let's do it. So I think it started with we set up a show. We set up a show. I can't remember where it was. And then just from then on, we've just been, for the past couple months, we've been working with him to set up shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, it's been mostly, pay to play. Like, you know, you buy tickets or you sell tickets, to do it, but, it's been kind of hard. So we've been trying to pay out of pocket mostly. But you know, we're working on it. And I think after our set amount of shows that we have done right now, we're just going to book at the Token mainly.
Okay.
In West Lane.
That's a really nice we're going to finish our album. We're going to have six more songs.
That's another good place to go,
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Speaking of, that's the last time I saw Dead in Five. That was a Token Lounge. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
You know what? We need to squeeze in some songs. We better get going here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why don't we play the title track, Day in Hell. All
right.
Sounds
let's do
good.
It.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty. That is Terminus. That is the title track, A Day in Hell, from A Day in Hell. Self-released there. We were talking about Beast in the Field, a CD I played earlier, and you're talking about kind of the darkness of the tracks and all that, but kind of dark here now. City of the Dead, Keep What You Kill, A Day in Hell. I mean, yeah.
Not much nowadays happy to write about, I guess.
No, I guess not, yeah, you know.
That's true, especially in this weather, you know.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, don't get us started on that, then. Okay, I think we're just going to keep it moving for now because I want to try to squeeze in the rest of the EP if we could. The next track is City of the Dead. Anything about that?
For listeners who don't like harsh stuff, I wouldn't recommend it, but it's definitely harsh. It's a lot of really guttural scream vocals with the chorus is a lot of singing.
Yeah, we try to mix it up. We get everything.
Absolutely.
In all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know. And try to enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy it. I like it.
It's sweet. Yeah.
And it's a track Zach wrote all by himself.
Yeah, I tried to perfect that track for years. I was writing it for the longest time.
And finally, it's there.
Finally,
yeah,
it's there.
I went through so many revisions because I just wanted it to be as perfect as possible. Yeah, and eventually, I got it to how I wanted it to be.
All right.
It's his baby.
Yes, it is.
Let's do it then. City of the Dead.
Thank you.
right. That was Terminus from their EP, A Day in Hell. That was Keep What You Kill, and before that, City of the Dead. All right. Well, one more time, gentlemen. How do we get your music and a couple shows coming up?
Facebook, Reverb Nation. Facebook is www.facebook.com/ officialterminus.com. All one word, officialterminus. Next show is Sunday. This upcoming Sunday at...
Keep going.
Come see our show, Simon's After Dark. This Sunday, we also have the 28th at the Diesel Concert Lounge. And in December, we have
19th,
the 19th, 20th. The 20th, and 21st. All shows will be posted on our Facebook page. Again, Official Terminus, or Facebook/officialterminus.com. You can find show times and when the doors open. So come see us there and have a good time.
All right. Well, thanks for coming down, gentlemen,
yep,
to hang out with us. I appreciate it. We're going to do one more track, the final track from the Day in Hell EP. And this is a track called Brother.
We'll be right back. I'm Liz Laren, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Go ahead. Open it.
Thanks. It's a...
baby hazmat suit. It'll help protect your baby.
There are other ways to help protect yourself and your loved ones against certain diseases. Vaccines can help and are not only important for babies and young children, but throughout your entire lifetime. To learn more about vaccines for all stages of life, talk to your healthcare professional today. A public service of Healthy Women and Merck.
Red alert, battle stations.
Proceed.
That's right. It's your mission to proceed to tune in every Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. to 89.3 WHFR.FM for your boy, the Hallmark, to give you the best in